Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our holiday call here over at KZ1. And I can't imagine, holidays are all about family. And I can't imagine spending the next half hour with anybody other than my crazy family, my KZ1 family. I always knew I had a crazy family. And now there's more of us as we are multiplying. Wow. You know, I will tell you that on February 24th, just this year, a little over a month ago, we had something very special happen. You know, we got the introduction of two new products, but also as important, if not more, Geraldine Vea became our general manager. And I promise you, it is not a coincidence that the sales in those 5 weeks ago have skyrocketed. And it's because of, as we say in Louisiana, all y'all. I'm fixing to tell you, it's because all y'all. And it's a very exciting situation. And what I want to do today, I'm going to try to keep the call a little shorter because of the holiday. But we have a lot of new people getting involved in the business. And what I want to do here is most of you have done three-way calls with me. And you've heard me say that over the years, I've helped thousands upon thousands of people earn an extra couple hundred dollars a week in residual income. And some of those people have gone on to earn $500 to $1,000. Some of those people have gone on to earn $2,000 to $4,000 a week. And 30 of those people have gone on literally to become millionaires. So what I want to do here is let's make pretend you just got started in this company today. Let's forget any of the network marketing stuff that you've done before. So what is it that I've taught? Now, I want you to understand the key to this industry, first and foremost, is your belief level. And if you're on these products and you don't have your belief level where it is, where it's supposed to be, you know, you're in the wrong company. Because I'm going to tell you something right now. These three products, each one in and of itself, you could build a company around. When you combine the three of them together, it's kind of unreal. You know, I mean, you're sitting here with products that make an impact, and they make an impact quickly. And I can safely say that every single person I've had on these products for a week has had an impact on their health. Some of these people feel the products and it make an impact within a few days. And then there are those of us that the very first time we take them, it's always fun for me when I get a phone call from Karen out in Lubbock, Texas, where I'm going to be next week on Tuesday. And she's always got somebody there. They try the product, and within 10 minutes, they're feeling it. And she always starts people out with Edge. And then, of course, you know, we definitely want people on Reset. And in my opinion, what has the potential, I think, to be as big, if not bigger than anything, is our 7-Plus Classic. It is just, it is an absolute amazing product, as are all three of them. So, of course, you need your belief level. But where fortunes are made in network marketing is in the cycle of duplication. And that's very important. When I got involved in network marketing back in 1990, it was June 1st of 1990, and my very first company was a company called New Skin Enterprises, great company. They're still a great company. They're a company that does, I don't know, maybe close to $2 billion a year in sales, something like that. I mean, they're real strong. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And what happened was, you know, I got in and I was born with a gift of communication skills. And I went out there, everybody told me how difficult it was going to be. And man, you know, I enrolled 30 people very quickly. And I'm thinking, wow, this is great, because everyone told me this was going to be difficult. But wow, when those 30 people get 30 people, man, I'm going to have 900 people. And when those 900 people get 30, I'm going to have 27,000 people. I'm going to be on the beaches of the world. 6 months later, I didn't have exactly 27,000. I had 12. And I started to wonder, what am I doing wrong? I was setting people up for failure. Always remember, the duplication process begins the second you contact somebody. Think about how you got in and what the person that brought you in did. And that's what you're going to do, okay? Plain and simple. And so whether the duplication is really good or it's really lousy, that duplication process is going to happen. And you need to believe in the system, because when you do believe in the system, it's going to work. And so I don't care if you've been in network marketing for 25 years and you think you've got nobody left, or you just got started yesterday or even this morning, the duplication process is what's important. So you've come into the business, and just what the first thing you need to do, and I'm going to tell you what I've done, and I've been successful, you know, in wherever I've gone, really. I've been very fortunate. First thing I do is I bring out and I start making a written list of people. Now, you may laugh and say, oh, come on, man, Eddie, you're old school. I got my all the people in my cell phone and all my friends on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and this and that. Yeah, I'm sure you do. But how do you remember who you called and who you didn't? And so what you need to do is sit down and make the list, for heaven's sake. Is it that difficult? Remember, you want to make yourself a lot of money in this business, and it's here. So start the duplication process off right. Make that list. And, you know, maybe sit down and write 20 or 30 names. But, hey, get the names off your cell phone. Get the names from your Facebook. But it starts with a list. And I got news for you. Even if you don't think you know people, look on your Facebook. Look on your Instagram. Do you have 200 people saved in your phone or your Facebook? Write the names down, okay? Because what you're going to do is you're going to make a blitz over the next 90 days, okay? And I don't care who you are, and I don't care how busy you are, you can contact two people a day for 90 days. Now, as a matter of fact, you're always going to hear people talk about written goals. I am a firm believer in written goals. I can't think of one time where I wrote my goals down that I didn't achieve what I had written down there. I literally, when I first got started in network marketing, I wrote down, I'll never forget, it was the beginning of June. I didn't believe in written goals at first. And then I said, what have I got to lose? And I wrote down a goal that I wanted to make $83,333.33 a month. That was my goal. I know it sounds like a strange number. Multiply it times 12, and you're making $1 million a year. And that was my goal, $83,333.33. And although I didn't reach it immediately, you know what? Eventually I did achieve that goal. And whatever that goal is, and I believe that you need a long-term goal. You need that five-year goal. If everything went according to plan, where would you be 5 years from now? Let's dream a little bit. You know, maybe you want a fleet of Rolls Royces, maybe you want to move to Hawaii, you want to move to Dallas, whatever it is. I believe that you need that long-term five-year goal. I believe that you need a one-year goal. But you know what else you need? You need a daily goal. And I'm going to make a suggestion right now that your daily goal is to contact two new people a day. And I'm going to explain to you, I'm going to circle back to that a little later, why you need that. But over the next 90 days, you need to make a commitment to yourself, to your family, and to your KZ1 family, your downline, your upline, that you're going to contact two people a day. Now, that is a minimum goal, all right? If you're part-time, then you can certainly contact two people a day. If you are full-time in this, I believe you can contact more than two people a day. Now, when you first start out, okay, a lot of people, man, I want to buy lead generation and I want to just advertise on Facebook. I believe that eventually you do need to do that. However, you need to incorporate all three of the markets, okay? And by going in order of importance, I'm going to tell you right now, no matter what you think, all of us that have been successful in network marketing start with your warm market. You need to. Those are people you've got credibility with, because the truth of the matter is, if you do this right, and I'm going to talk to you a little in a minute or two about how to do it right, if you contact your warm market first, that's where you're going to have the highest percentage of success. The second most percentage of success you're going to get, believe it or not, is the walking and talking market. That is, so in order of importance, you've got your warm market, you've got the walking and talking market. Those are people that you meet every day. And if we have time on this one, I'll explain to you how you can speak to strangers and start building those relationships with strangers, with people you don't know. And then the third is the cold market. Do you know why it's called the cold market? It's cold out there. It's difficult. I know people that only want to build this through their cold market. It is a long process. You need to incorporate all three of them, whether you think you do or you don't. I've been doing this business now since 1990. That's 28 years as of June 1st. And I promise you, and I have tracked not just my own successes and less than successes, but other people's. It begins with your warm market. And so I would have a written goal. I'm going to contact two people a day. And those of you that are go-getters, you're going to contact more. Now, when you contact people, when I'm contacting people, I am not contacting them to make a presentation on the phone. Do you know why I'm not doing that? Because is that a process that can be duplicated? Let's say that I make a wonderful, great presentation. I was born with these communication skills, and I make a presentation to you on the phone, and you just can't wait to get your credit card out, and you're coming in with that gold pack. You're ready. Oh, man, this sounds great. Do you know what you're going to attempt to do? You're going to attempt to do what I did. Well, maybe you've got better communication skills than I do, but what if you contact somebody with less and it breaks down and they get discouraged? Remember, the duplication process begins the second you contact them. When I'm contacting somebody, I've got a goal. And you know what that goal is? The goal is to get the tools in front of them. And so if I were calling Mike on the phone, it's going to start with, hey, Mike, it's Eddie. How are things going? How's your family, the kids? How's business? I'm looking for a way to segue into the business. And Mike may say things are really good, but, you know, I don't have time to spend with my kids anymore, or one way or another. Well, you know, Mike, that's one of the reasons I called you. I looked at something. I'm excited about it. And you, now here comes a sincere compliment. Mike, you're one of the nicest people I know, one of the sharpest people I know. People love you. If we ever did this together, I think that we would be unbelievably successful. Might you be interested? Hey, Eddie, what is it? Okay, well, how you handle the what is it question is going to make you or break you. Because remember the goal, I'm trying to get the tools in front of them. If I can get together with them face to face, I'm going to have them sample product, and I'm going to have them watch some videos. But let's say that Mike is long distance from me, as so many of my contacts are. I'm going to say, well, Mike, here's the situation. I'm going to send you a few short videos. Each one is 2 to 3 minutes long. And there's a webinar starting in such and such a time. Remember, we're doing these webinars now every 3 hours Eastern time. They're at 1, 4, 7, 10, 1, 4, 7, 10, 8 times a day. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, so, Mike, if you're going to look at this information today, which is Saturday, can I call you back later on today, or is Monday better? I'm setting up the follow-up call. Well, Mike, Monday, what's better for you, the morning or the evening? Great. What's good for you, 7 o'clock or 9:30? Great. I'm going to write this down, and I'm going to call you at 7 p.m. on Monday. So now my next call is going to be to my upline. So let's say my upline is LaLania. So then I call her up. Hey, LaLania, I need help with a three-way call on Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern time. She says, great, I can do it. I don't say anything else to her. But 5 minutes before the call is when I call her. And I say, let me tell you a little bit about Mike. He's done network marketing. He hasn't done network marketing. He's tasted the what videos did you send? Did you send the webinar? Whatever. So now what's going to happen is she could be in her house in Florida. I could be in Massachusetts. Mike could be out in Louisiana. Okay. I'm going to call Mike with my upline, Lelania on the phone, and I've got one goal. My goal is to get my upline on the phone. My upline's goal is to give my prospect Mike enough information so that he can take the next step, whatever that step may be, and more often than not, that step is getting signed up. So when Mike answers the phone, I don't ask him questions that he could say no to. Hey, did you look at it yet? I'm going to assume that he did what he said he was going to do. Mike, on the other line, I've got Lelania. She is one of the top people in the company. I've got her on the phone to answer any of your questions. Lelania, say hello to Mike. Lelania says hello to Mike, and Eddie doesn't say another word. She answers the questions, handles the objections. More often than not, she can get them signed up right on the phone because a few things are happening all at once. Number one, I just introduced her as one of the top people in the company. She can speak with a level of posture. And by the way, if your upline got in yesterday and you got in today, introduce them as one of the top people in the company. We're a very small company. We're all at the top. Number two, in a roundabout way, psychologically, I complimented Mike by saying, I think enough of you to get you on the phone with one of the top people in the company. But always remember, your prospect, Mike, is trying to decide two things here. A, is this a good business opportunity, which I believe he'll be able to see. But as important as that, can he do it? And after my upline, Lelania, answers his questions, she's going to ask him a question. She's going to say something like, you know, Mike, you may be wondering right now whether or not you can do what I'm doing. Probably you can. Maybe you can't. But here's the better question. Can you do what our friend Eddie has done to this point? And now Mike's, well, wait a minute. What did Eddie do? He called me on the phone excited, shot me some videos, gave me a webinar, and got me on the phone with this Lelania person. I don't know if I can do what Lelania did, but I can do what Eddie did. And you see the beauty of this system. As my upline is showing the business to my prospect, at that same time, she's teaching me how to show the business. Once you do four or five calls with your upline, you are now ready to take the lead. And I've already seen this. So, you know, I would say right now, you know, the fastest growing group in the company is coming out of Louisiana, and that's just what they're doing. I was out in Louisiana, and they're doing Eddie Freeman impersonations already. They're saying word for word what I say. That's duplication, and that's what you need. So now here's the other half of this. So now we know what we need to do to become successful and why you need to speak to two people a day and why you need a list of 180 people minimum, okay? Because people think that success in network marketing is somehow tied to the economic laws of Las Vegas, where you've got to be lucky. I'm going to tell you something right now. Nothing could be further from the truth. That is numbers. And what I'm going to do is give you the averages in network marketing. Understand that the average for your warm market is much higher than the total average. The average for your walking and talking market is right about what I'm going to say, and the average for your cold market is much lower. But when you combine the three of them, this is where your average is going to be. So let us assume that this month you contacted an average of two people a day. We don't work Sunday, so you call four people on Monday. But the bottom line is you are consistent and you are contacting a couple of people a day. And if you're part-time, you need to. If you are full-time, you can make it four people, five people. How many people can you follow up with? Okay? How much time do you have to put into it? So I'm going to use the number two, because even if you're 5 hours a week, you can contact two people a day, especially using the system I just talked about. At the end of 1 month, you will have contacted 60 people. Of those 60 people that you contact, 25% of them do not care if you're giving diamonds away for free. I don't care. No time. Okay. So that leaves you 45, because we're going to subtract 15 from 60. Of the 45 people that tell you, they're going to watch the set of information, the same set of information, you know what's going to happen? They're going to tell you they're going to watch the videos. One-third of them won't. They won't. It's just the way it's going to go, guys. But that's okay because we're going to subtract 15 from 45. That's going to leave us with 30 people. Of the 30 people that see and hear the same set of information that we saw, we heard, here's what's going to happen. 10% of them are going to sign up into the business. Now, remember, I know Mike Fletcher's out there saying, 10%? Come on, man, I'm getting everybody. Yeah, but wait till you work outside of your warm circle of influence, and you're going to find long-term, these are the numbers. Short-term, warm markets are going to be much higher. But again, I'm giving you average because I want you to be prepared for everything. So now let us say that 10% of these 30 sign into the business. You're going to enroll 3 people. But something else is going to happen because the 27 people that said no to the business still have a value. Why? Because 10% of those people are going to become your preferred customers. And at the end of 1 month, you have enrolled 3 people and you have 3 customers. Where do you enroll them? The first person you enroll is going to go in the common leg of your upline. So if I am in Mike's right-hand leg, the first person I enroll is in my right-hand leg, and the next two are on my left. From this point on, you're going to continue 2 to the weak, 1 to the strong, 2 to the weak, 1 to the strong. If one leg really starts to blow up on you, go 3 to the weak and 1 to the strong, okay? But always put people in both legs. If you don't, it will implode on you no matter what you think. You've got a root of a tree, and if you don't water both sides of it, if you don't feed both sides of it, your weak leg can flip to your strong leg. Your strong leg will flip to your weak leg, and now all of a sudden you've been doing it for a while and you're nervous because you no longer have your warm market to go to. Now you're dealing with walking and talking market and cold market. Build both sides no matter what anybody tells you. If your upline has said to you, you build one leg, I'll build the other, don't listen to them. Listen to me. Because I've been in 2 network marketing companies now before KZ1 with a binary structure, and I have made 7 figures in both of them. Mirror and model what I've done, and that's what I've done. And so you need to... as a matter of fact, guess what? I have enrolled as many people in my left leg as I have in my strong leg in my whole career, in Synergy, in XFuse, and in KZ1. I've enrolled people in both legs. You need to do the same thing. So now here is what's going to happen. If you do that, okay, at the end of your first month, well, you've got 3 people in your organization, you've got 3 customers, and you. If you teach this in your next month, obviously it's going to grow probably 4-fold. In your next month, the same thing will happen. By month four, you will have a residual income of a couple of $100 a week plus. By month 5, you will be over $1,000 a week. And if you don't think this is right, what you need to do is starting today, take tomorrow off, but starting today, contact 2 people, 2 new people, because the numbers don't lie. Let's say you've been in network marketing for 10 years, and you think you've contacted everybody, contact them again. I've been on the phone the last 2 days with people that signed up into my last company, XFuse, which this is just a carryover, okay? They were with my last company. They quit 5 years ago, 7 years ago, 2 years ago. And I'm calling them up, and guess what? People are coming into this company. Why? Think about it. Where have you ever seen a situation where you can get into a KZ1, a network marketing company, that shipped their first product? When did KZ1 ship their first product? May 24th of last year. And in my opinion, KZ1 began on February 24th of this year. That's when we began, because now we have an arsenal of products. We have three products. We have a general manager that led one network marketing company. She was on the corporate side of a liquid nutritional supplement company. We have the best liquid nutritional supplement ever made, and she was instrumental in getting that company from ground zero to over $700 million a year in sales. So with that, I want you to understand that we've got something strong. You've got a new opportunity. And if you don't think so, you need to get your belief level right where it is supposed to be. Because I'm going to tell you right now, we have people that in their first week in this company made just under $1,000. We got a young guy that came on board. I was out in Louisiana, and this young man came into the business, came in for a $1,000 package, the gold package. He actually was going to come in for 500, changes to 1,000. He enrolled three people because of the duplication process, three people at 1,000. And on top of that, he just enrolled three more people yesterday. And you know what this young man does? His name is Alex Zepeda. You're going to hear a lot about Alex. And you know what he's done? He's got his upline on the phone with person after person after person. If you are not getting your upline on the phone with your prospects, you are making a mistake. And I'll look you right in the eye and tell you that. If you're not, you know, I've talked to you. You heard Mike Fletcher last week. You know what Mike Fletcher did at the very beginning? He got his upline on the phone with people. Now, he did it so often, he went and sponsored Byron Caldwell out in Arkansas. Guess what Byron did? He got his upline on the phone. And because Mike had done so many calls with his upline, he was now ready to be the upline from Byron. Well, guess what? Byron Caldwell, I want to get him on a call soon. He does an Eddie Freeman impersonation. He doesn't even pronounce his R's. He's just like me. Why? Because he's heard me make the presentation over and over and over. And guess what? Alex can do the same thing because they've heard their upline make the same over and over and over. And if I had Mike on the phone and I asked him, Michael, what are you doing? Byron, what are you doing? Alex, what are you doing? Karen from last week in Lubbock, what are you doing? Guess what they're doing? Exactly. Karen's been in network marketing for 30 years. Michael has made a lot of money in network marketing. Yet they said, hey, you know what? It's a new company with little nuances. I'm going to do what my upline said to do. Blind faith. They believe me because I have been successful. And guess what? Every one of us is becoming successful. And guess what they're doing? The same exact thing. I do phone calls all the time with Drew and John Krim, and over and over. It's not a surprise that when you're doing calls with your upline, Becky does calls with Gregory. It's not a coincidence, because that's what gets duplicated. And no matter what anybody tells you, I don't care how good you think you are, and I don't care what a great presentation you can make, if you don't follow the duplication process, you are destined for failure. And if you've had people that came in and left your business, if you are not calling them up about KZ1, a company that has shipped their first product 10 months old, and you're not embracing the story, and you're not getting them, getting the videos in front of them, getting the webinar in front of them, doing three-way calls with your upline, getting them to try this product, you're making a mistake. And you are going to hear from people over the next 90 days that are ranking up, getting checks, and when you ask them what they're doing, you know what they're going to say? Just what I was taught. Folks, I just want to say it's the holiday season. I have enjoyed my half hour with my crazy family, my KZ1 family. go out there, enjoy the holiday. It is Saturday, so you can speak to two people today. And by the way, when you're with your family tomorrow, it's not a bad time to say, oh, by the way, why don't you try this product? It's so good. With that, folks, we have come to the conclusion of I want you to know that I appreciate you guys so much. You have no idea. You go out and just implement what you heard here today on this phone. It will be up on KZ1Central.com by tonight. And when you implement it, I promise you this, soon we'll all be on the beaches of the world together. Take care, everybody. I love you. I'm in Lubbock, Texas, Tuesday. And next Saturday, we've got some great announcements to make. Take care, everybody. We love you. Happy holidays.